Goldie Podcast presents Matthew Fort talking about his book Summer in the Islands. The Oldie Literary Lunch is brought to you by Noble Caledonia, the world leaders in small ship cruising.
Our final author has an enchanting tale to tell of Italian islands which he knows so well, having journeyed on a Vespa. Yes, that's true. And in his third voyaging volume, he brings to you his sunny saga. So I'll cut mine short. Welcome our author, Matthew Fort.
Well, thank you, Barry, for that mellifluous introduction. And thank you, Harry. And thank you all for being here. I find it rather tragic, the idea that the great bibulous days of journalism are things of the past, and find myself incredibly lucky to have chosen a profession where, frankly, eating and drinking to excess is part and parcel, frankly, of qualification for doing it in the first place. Now, hands up in this room. Who would like to spend 6 months travelling around the Italian islands, travelling around the Mediterranean? Spend a summer. Go on, raise your hands. Okay, well, a majority, I'd say. But you know you never will. You know you never will you? Yeah, because you're all too sensible, you're too grown up, you're too mature, you have responsibilities, you have things you need to do. So on that basis, I decided that I'd go off on your behalf. I would go and spend 6 months around the Italian islands, pottering around, doing what I fancied, because I knew no one else ever would. Now, this sort of journey started, I suppose, in a way. Well, it started, actually, about 50 years ago. But it took on a sort of reality about 20 years, in 2000, when I got to 50. I mean, a child's play to compare to most people in this room. But I thought, I didn't want the idea that, you know, that life was going to close up around me and I wasn't going to have any more adventure. So I determined that I would have an adventure. I would ride a Vespa from Calabria to Turin over about 3 months. Why a Vespa, you don't ask? Well, I'll tell you why. Because if you make these journeys by car, you know, it's just a data collecting exercise. But go on a scooter and it's an adventure. But it was a particular adventure for me because I'd never actually ever ridden a motorcycle of any sort before. And so before setting off, I thought I'd better find out something about how Vespas worked. And so I went in my CBT, the CBT, which is the very basic, bottom of the range qualification for riding a scooter in this country or motorcycle in this country. And I failed it. And I said to the examiner, sorry, what went wrong? Because I thought I'd done a rather good ride, actually. He said, insufficient forward momentum, sir. I said, I beg your pardon. He said, you didn't go fast enough. Well, I thought, for me, that was the point. I didn't want to go in a hurry. I wanted to take my time. I wanted to smell the roses. I wanted to smell anything else that came by the way. I wanted to have... I wanted to travel at my leisure. And a Vespa, can I recommend you? A Vespa is a marvellous way. When the sun is shining and the road is unravelling in front of you, and like a black ribbon, and the wind is on your back. You know, the Vespa is an absolutely perfect means of transport because it's got its own built-in air conditioning system. You're in much more intimate connection with the countryside and indeed with the people in it. So I did that trip, and out came Eating Up Italy. And then, what was I going to do next? Well, I wanted to do the same thing again, actually. So I thought I'd do Sicily. So I rode a Vespa around Sicily and across Sicily, and Sweet Honey, Bitter Lemons was the result of that. And then there came a sort of slight hiatus, and I sort of ran out of publishers, to be perfectly honest. It may sound very remarkable to you, and indeed it seems so to me, but I couldn't find anybody who was remotely interested in my great dream project. And the great dream project was to go and spend 6 months travelling around the Italian islands. And I've been dreaming about this sort of, you know, for about 50 years. I mean, it just sort of has an appeal to it, isn't it? You know, a bit of swimming, a bit of eating, a bit of drinking, a bit of... I think, actually, I originally dreamt of it when I was in my teens, when I thought that I'd be able to combine all my favourite things, which are food and drink and swimming, you know, and a certain amount of, I think what used to be referred to as learning about love around the Mediterranean. Of course, by the time I got to 67, which is when I set out, the first three still remain the same. The last has slightly fallen off the agenda. However, I was determined to go, and I had this extraordinary good fortune of being introduced to a company called Unbound Books, who I'm sure some of you may be aware deal in crowdfunding. And to my absolute astonishment, I did my little pitch and sent it forth, and to my absolute astonishment, I raised enough money to pay for the book. So having done that, I jolly well had to go, didn't I? You know, it was no good drawing back at that point. So in the May of 2014, off I set on my Vespa, which I bought in Italy. She's called Nicoletta, by the way. Absolutely, do you know, the perfect relationship I've always ever had with a female is with my Vespa. She is completely wonderful. She's very, very beautifully formed, rather fragile, rather delicate frame, but very, very stable. Little frisky sometimes with the back wheel, but sturdy and absolutely reliable, and always did what I asked of her and never complained. Anyway, so off I went. Now, like all the best adventures, didn't quite go according to plan, and I got to Ischia I got to Ischia at the beginning of July, and as I was leaving the beach at Borana, I broke my Achilles tendon. Now, the question when I tell this is, most of my family and most of my friends who know me said, was this before lunch or after lunch, Matty? It was after lunch, but I'd only had two glasses of wine. I wasn't remotely inebriated. It was just a piece of sheer bad luck when my foot landed on the edge of a steep step, which I hadn't seen. The heel dropped. There was a noise like a gunshot going off. I was affected by the most appalling pain, and that was that. And home I had to come to mend. However, I was having such a good time. I couldn't possibly give up there and then. So I mended my ankle. I mended my... Oh, my brother Tom, I remember, he picked me up from the airport. And he said, do you know, Matt, I think this might be for the best. I said, how do you work that one out? He said, well, the trouble with your other books, they're too bloody cheerful. He said, now you've had a bit of a reverse, that maybe it was of, you know, darkness to compare with the light, maybe a little sadness to counteract the happiness. Maybe it'll make for a better book. I hope that you'll be able to judge this when you go off and buy it in large numbers after this lunch. Anyway, I went back in 2015 and continued to the end, finishing up in Venice. I visited... Italy has an astonishing number of islands, you'd be amazed to hear. Over 50 of them, actually. I managed to get to about 30, and I ended up in Venice. And I'm prepared to any questions afterwards. If anybody wants to know what my favourite island was, I will happily tell them, but I don't think I have enough time now. Anyway, I came back. I finished in Venice. With my daughter came out and joined me. We had a few blissful days, you know, with the autumn in Venice, the mist rising up from the canals, the golden sun illuminating that extraordinary city. Restaurant after restaurant, trattoria after trattoria, dish after dish, glass of wine after glass of wine. Ah, heady days they were. The point was really is that it was an adventure. It was an adventure in the same way that my new best friend Nicholas Crane does adventures. I mean, he's a proper traveller adventurer. I'm a man I'm a sort of potterer around through. What I want to do is eat, drink, swim, talk. And watch the world go by. One of the points about taking 6 months since then is that how rarely do we give ourselves the luxury of time? You know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month even, perhaps even a sabbatical 6 weeks, but 6 months. It altered my whole relationship with time. It doesn't matter whether it's Wednesday. It doesn't matter whether it's Sunday. You know, if I want to stay here for a few minutes, I jolly well will. Thank you very much indeed. So it was, in every way, it was as blissful and happy an experience, even with the occasional dark side, even with those things which travel writers never really mention: loneliness, solitude, being on your own, feeling slightly sad, missing home, missing hearth and home, missing friends, all of that. So I wish he wanted to do it rather like in the manner of a one of those American sort of exhortation speakers, motivational speakers. I want to have a little motivation to you. I'm going to quote you from one of the great travellers of the last 100 years, Stefan Zweig, and he wrote the following. He said, "Let us preserve this modest gap for adventure in a universe of acute regulation. Let us not hand ourselves over to those overly pragmatic agencies who shepherd us around like goods. Let us continue to travel the way our ancestors did, as we wish, towards a goal we ourselves have chosen. Only that way can we discover not only the exterior world, but that which lies within us. So I say to you, rise up from your tables, hand back your cruise tickets, unless, of course, they happen to be those to who belonging to noble Caledonia, and have adventures." Thank you very much indeed.
Oldie Magazine is available at all good newsagents, but you can also subscribe and book tickets to the literary lunches at theoldie.co.uk.